A little bit less than 1 hour to go here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Again, we take you right up to 6 o'clock tonight. It's Fox Sports Radio, which takes you into Cavaliers pregame coverage at 7:30. The Cavs are in Chicago tonight, taking on the Chicago Bulls. That game's slated to tip at 8 p.m. Coming up this weekend, it is the North Coast BIA Home Show taking place at the Emerald Events Center in Avon. Our own Tim Alcorn is going to be doing a live remote broadcast from there this Saturday. And, of course, lots of great things going on. You want to make sure you check it out. Liz Schneider here to tell us all about it. Liz, thank you very much for coming in here. Boy, and before we get into the discussion here on the home show, I'm just glad you finally found this place.
Yes, you guys are not easy to find, let me tell you.
No, we are not, and you brought a visitor with you as well.
Brought my husband.
Brought your husband, and he said he's a big fan of the Howard Stern Show, right?
Yeah, so I told him, I said, well, this is what Howard works in, so here you go.
We're a little bit cleaner than Howard Stern, you know. They're because he's no longer regulated by the SEC. There are some things he can get away with that we can't, but you'll still have a good time in here, I promise you that.
Okay, thanks.
Let's talk about the home show. A lot of cool things going on here, but we'll start with this. When folks go to the home show this weekend, what are they going to see?
They are going to see a tiny house. That is all the rage now. We actually have a local home builder that builds tiny houses, and he's bringing one out. So you can walk through a tiny house. We're going to have a food truck. We are going to have a mobile flooring company. We're going to have speakers on interior design trends that are hot for spring. We're going to have hot flooring trends. And then we're also going to have a speaker on fire safety. It's springtime. Check your smoke detector batteries and have your plan to escape your house. So we're going to have a speaker on fire safety as well. There's going to be home builders, remodelers out there to give you ideas if you want to build a new house or change up what you have currently so you can stay in that existing house. If you're looking to remodel your kitchen, we're going to have a kitchen and bath company there as well. And we're going to have an Amish furniture company. He's bringing some really cool furniture pieces. Actually, two pieces are donated as a grand prize, so everybody that comes out to the show will be entered for our grand prize drawing. So I encourage everybody to come out. It's going to be a rainy weekend, so come on out to the Emerald Event Center. It's free, and get some ideas on what you'd like to do with your home this spring.
Well, this is certainly the time of the year for it, and you know, normally you would sit there and say to yourself, well, if it's raining, maybe those aren't ideal conditions, but those are indeed ideal conditions to come on out here and take a look at some of these ideas. You hit on this a little bit there, but I want to ask you about this again and really kind of give you a chance to expand on this. You guys will have decorating and remodeling speakers on Saturday.
Yes.
Go into greater detail on that if you could. Who's going to be speaking exactly, and what all are they going to be speaking about?
We have Christina McCarthy from Virginia Marty School of Design. She's going to be there to speak about interior design trends. We're going to have John Toth of Floor Coverings International in Avon. He's going to be there speaking about hot flooring trends. And then Brian Sapansky, I can't think of the name of his company right now, but he is going to be there to speak about fire safety. The interior designer is going to be speaking at 10 o'clock. John Toth will be speaking at 11 o'clock on flooring trends, and Brian will be speaking at 1 p.m.
Liz, we talked a little bit about the tiny house that's going to be on display. I would think this is something that's very interesting for the North Coast Building Industry Association, all the members involved, because this was a fad that sort of moved in and really crept in here in the last few years. People wanting to downsize, saying, look, for one person, I don't need all that much room, or for two people, we don't need all that much room in the house. On display is going to be the tiny house, but how have things adjusted, I would imagine, in the housing and the building industry from that standpoint around building these tiny houses that are coming into Lorain County?
The home builder that's going to be out there with his tiny house, he's actually building two tiny houses in the city of Cleveland.
Wow.
On lots, on inner city lots. So they're like two-bedroom, one- or two-bath homes. So, but his tiny house that he's bringing out is on wheels, so that's mobile. But there are also tiny houses. I think the McMansions, mm-hmm. I think those days are pretty much over.
Sure.
Right now, I think the housing crash that we went through in 2008, home buyers are thinking, okay, I don't need all this crazy space. You know, let's have a smaller house with better finishes and have the space that I'm really going to use.
Sure.
Why am I spending all this on a house that I'm not going to use all that space? So we are seeing smaller homes now.
Makes sense. The idea with it on wheels, too, you can pick it up and move it wherever you want if you don't like the neighborhood you live in, I suppose.
That's that generation. They're all about the experiences, yeah. Not about things.
True.
So. Yeah.
And if you don't like the weather, you could pick up and move,
you
too,
right?
You can
pick up and move anywhere you want. Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're talking with Liz Schneider. She's telling us all about the North Coast BIA Home Show this weekend. It's at the Emerald Event Center. And again, it's tomorrow and Saturday. Tomorrow, 3 to 7 in the afternoon. And on Saturday, they're there from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You mentioned that some food trucks are going to be there as well, correct?
Yep.
Any idea who's going to be there and when?
Yes, he's supposed to be there from, I believe, 11 to 2 is the food truck. He's actually a BIA member. He's a contractor, and he also owns a food truck. So we said, come on out, bring your food truck, and so he will be out there. So if you got munchies as you're walking through, we can feed you too.
I mean, they'll feed you. The admission is free, free parking. It's just an outstanding bargain. And if you're looking for some new ideas for remodeling for your home for the summertime, this is definitely the place to be. You also talked earlier about being able to register to win a grand prize. What is the grand prize that folks are registering to win for?
The grand prize are two Adirondack chairs that were donated to us from Wood Forest Furniture in Avon. They donated two of these Adirondack chairs, so that's what we will be giving away. And they are not the wood ones. They are the really nice vinyl ones. So they can handle that Ohio weather that we have here.
Absolutely. No, it sounds like a pretty awesome prize. And it seems like it's very easy if you're going to register to win for this thing too, correct?
Yes. Everybody that comes out to the show is entered in.
Wow. Well, it sounds really simple. That sounds like an outstanding prize as well. There's going to be a contractor's job fair as well, correct? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we are partnering with the JVS out here in Lorain County. There are students in our student chapter that we have out there that are in electrical and carpentry trade programs, and we are going to have a job fair. Right now, our contractors are short on workers. Tradespeople are hard to come by, and we have a lot of home building going on now. So we are going to have a job fair at the show as well. So if you are a plumber, electrician, HVAC, painter, anything like that, feel free to come on out, and we are going to have a job fair as well.
So are you guys still soliciting vendors for this as well, or are you guys all full there?
If you'd like to try to get a booth space, give us a call at 440-934-1090. We'll be there tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Setup's going to start at 12 o'clock on Friday. So if you would like to come on out and get a booth space, we'd love to have you. We have a few more spots available.
All right, that's 440-934-1090. That's 440-934-1090. Because, hey, this weather could certainly help us, as we mentioned there from the very beginning.
Yeah,
if it rains outside, maybe you might get an extra vendor or two. You just never know. Plus, as you mentioned, I mean, there'll be a food truck out there. You're going to feed people. I mean, it's free admission, free parking. Not to mention, I'm looking at that Adirondack chair right now. That's a heck of a grand prize.
Yes, it is.
And it's not like you have to do much to win it either.
No, you don't. You just got to show up.
Well, I could see Dale over here. He's chomping at the bit. Dale, if you're interested by the studio experience, I'm going to go ahead and turn your mic on so you can say hi real quick so you can tell everybody you're on the radio. Your mic's on. Just say hello.
Hi, hello. How are you doing?
See, that's what we do here. We make magical experiences. It's not like being on the Howard Stern Show. We're not going to be on the Entertainment Network anytime soon or satellite radio for that matter. But hopefully you guys have enjoyed your time in here as well. And again, free admission, free parking. It's the North Coast BIA Home Show tomorrow and on Saturday. Liz, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us here in studio. And we hope that the weather cooperates just enough for you this weekend.
Thank you very much, guys.
All righty. We need to step aside and take a break. When we come back, Bullseye on the Afternoon continues on AM 930 WEOL.